Okay.
Wow. Welcome. Welcome all. Welcome one and all to...
Welcome some, welcome all.
Welcome some, welcome all. Well, that means that you're just ramping it up. Right?
Yeah. That way I'm not being redundant. That'd be a better greeting than what... come one, come all is kind of the same thing.
I guess it is. It's like there's some suspense there.
So it's an even like, more thorough
one,
greeting.
Okay, but which one? And then it's like, come all. Ah, I see what you did.
A more thorough greeting would be, come one, come some, come all.
Come one, come two, come few, come groups, come legions.
Yes.
Come, yeah, that one I kind of fell off of, but yeah, you get what I
was going
for.
No, but that'd be good.
There.
I get it. I get it.
Pretty much everybody, welcome.
Welcome everybody, and
welcome
those
to
of
the dreamers
welcome,
and the schemers.
If you aren't welcome, you
and
know
the
who
lovers
you are.
And the liars and the livers and the dyers.
Anyhow, Grace, I actually do want to hear the end of your story.
Oh,
Grace was telling me a story, and then I was like, wait, this we should be doing the show. So.
Yeah. I do think that
all- you love to do that when we get on to do the pod. I tell you the things that I don't want to tell you on the show. Mm-hmm. I just get them when you're like, "How are you?" I'm like, "Well, here's what's going on." Just kind of getting that. You tell me the like juiciest, most interesting, funniest story that happened to you that day, and then I'm like, "Wait, did you want to tell me that on the show?" And you're like, "Oh yeah, that would have been good."
I'm just bursting. I'm just absolutely bursting at the seams. Although now I'm not, because I've been masturbating less and using my... I'm using this new spiky mat that I got. Have you heard of these Shakti mats?
Wait. What do you
this
mean?
Is not a...
What do you mean by using?
It's a stress relief thing. It's like, now I've got...
To jack off?
Now I've got jacking off, I got music, and I got my spiky mat.
Oh, you
no,
don't
you
use
don't
it
jack,
to jack off.
It would be really, really hard to jack off with it.
I thought you were saying, like, I've been jacking off less because I got this spiky thing.
No.
Like, it's supposed to discourage you from jacking off.
No, that's not what it's about. That's not what it's about.
It's like the way they put like little metal spikes on places they don't want birds to land. They're putting that on your vibrator so you don't use it so goddamn much.
Oh my god. No, I stopped using my vibrator, period, because I think it was breaking my genitalia.
Wow.
Because it's like hard not to go full throttle for me. And then it was
because
like,
you can't resist the urge to, if there's a button that can be pressed, you're going to press it as many times until it's on the full setting.
Pretty much, yeah. So basically where I was at was, it was kind of numbing my stuff.
Sure.
It was just kind of like numbing it, making it sore. And it's like, it's weird to feel like that from just like something I did with my hand. You know, if my... stuff is going to be sore. I want it to be because someone I either had really good sex with someone or really bad sex, but a story.
Right.
You know, I guess I got a story out of this, but it's the same story every time.
Right.
You know,
you can only tell it once. And
it's not a TV show. It's an arcade game.
Right.
Where you have to start at the top every time you put
exactly.
in a quarter. Every time I press the button and go zoom, zoom.
Uh-huh.
But I...
Okay, anyhow, your story.
Oh, yeah. So, basically, I had a...
You forgot you were going to say it. Okay, sorry. Continue. Let's not get off track again.
I mean, I just... Yeah, I think that it's good for you to remember to tell me to say these things. I do... Therapy is like this, too. I'm like going to go into something, and then I'm, like, just talking about, like... how I felt after like a show 5 years ago. But okay.
Yeah, you're doing it again. Let's hear this.